More now on the case of Richard Reed. In federal court today, he admitted that he was a follower of Osama bin Laden, and as we just heard, he pleaded guilty to charges that he tried to blow up a transatlantic flight with explosives packed into his shoes. Prosecutors say that they will ask the judge to ensure that Reed spends the rest of his life in prison. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Reed's demeanor in the courtroom seemed incongruous with the chilling acts he was admitting to. Chief U.S. District Judge William Young questioned Reed in a paternal tone about whether he understood the severity of the charges and penalties. The 29-year-old Reed hung his head in the manner of a kid in trouble at school, at times smirking and glancing over at the judge and answering, "Yeah." Reed admitted to all 8 charges against him, including attempted murder and attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. At one point, he said, quote, "Basically, I got on a plane with a bomb. Basically, I tried to ignite it." Reed was for the most part respectful, but his temper rose a bit when the judge asked him if he was satisfied with the proceedings. Reed said, quote, "I don't recognize your system, so how can I be satisfied?" He also took issue with the wording in one charge, saying, in his view, he was not attempting an act of violence, but an act of war. U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan.
Richard Reed is an al-Qaeda-trained Islamic extremist who, while on a martyrdom mission, engaged in acts of international terrorism that were motivated by his hate of the United States, our policies, and our war against terrorism in Afghanistan. Reed's cowardly acts were intended to kill innocent civilians in a fanatical assault on democracy in America. Today, Reed stands convicted of his crimes.
Reed's lawyers tried unsuccessfully to get the judge to strike language from the indictment, alleging that Reed trained with al-Qaeda. But Reed today in court seemed quite willing to acknowledge the connection. When questioned by Chief U.S. District Judge William Young on the matter, Reed said, quote, "I pledge to Osama bin Laden. I'm an enemy of your country, and I don't care." Reed also admitted to writing an email in which he described a dream he had. In the dream, he was waiting for a ride, and a pickup truck stopped but was too full to carry him. Reed's interpretation was that the pickup truck was a symbol for September 11th, and he was sad over not being able to take part. Michael Sullivan.
This is an individual who expressed sadness in not being sent to participate in the September 11th attacks on the United States. In an open court, pledged his allegiance to Osama bin Laden.
Given all of that, Sullivan said he had wanted to push ahead to trial.
I want to emphasize that there was no deal or concessions of any kind made by the government with Richard Reed.
Reed's pleading guilty will factor into federal sentencing guidelines, but prosecutors still expect those guidelines to require a sentence between 60 years and life. Reed's sentencing hearing is scheduled for January 8th. Investigators said that while Reed was uncooperative with the government, they have been able to glean some useful information from him. FBI Special Agent Charles Prouty said the government is aggressively looking into whom Reed was working with.
The Joint Terrorism Task Force is still very much engaged in a global investigation to identify where Mr. Reed was, what his activities were, and where his contacts were.
Prouty again commended the flight crew and passengers who subdued Reed. Upon hearing of the guilty plea this week, one of the passengers from that plane said he was pleased that Reed will likely spend the rest of his life behind bars. The passenger said it was a horrible experience. He's happy he got to see his child be born, and he thinks everyone on board that plane got a second chance. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.